Zero Turn Mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ow! My heart just stopped! Ah, there it goes.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Nice, easy piece of music to kind of de-stress people. Probably on your way home right now. Maybe just got fired today. In a bad mood. Maybe you didn't get fired. You're in a bad mood because you're still working at that place. We're going to calm you down. We're going to make you laugh. And then the rest I don't know, because all I have on my preparation sheet is calm them down and make them laugh. That's all I got. That's all I have. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Please welcome our special guest in the studio. And don't worry, because I know last time he was here like an hour and a half. He's not going to be here very long. Just a few minutes. Please please welcome Larry Connors.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite back.
You're welcome.
I'm a little worried. Mr. Dorsey said I need to come see you.
No, he didn't. I walked by and said, can you come in the studio?
Okay, you want you out that way. All right.
And so you said, sure. And here's the reason I asked you to come in.
I'm scared.
No, last night... I've never heard, you've been, what, 3-4 weeks? How long have you been on here?
30 years at this point.
It feels like. It seems like that.
About three weeks, right.
And so I've never really listened, and I caught 5 or 10 minutes one night in the car as I'm driving back from my addiction of gambling, and that wasn't enough. So last night, we decide to go to bed. It's 10:30 or whatever. And since we're married, I know we're not going to be having sex.
Yeah, so what else?
I'm not sleepy. What can I do?
I'm the alternative.
Yeah.
That's kind of frightening. Wow.
Yes, it is. Let's see.
I hope it was good for her.
My wife or Larry? Well, Larry can't say no, so I'm going with Larry. But my wife has to sleep in total pitch black darkness. And she has
look, Frank, I mean, come on. You're setting up you're giving me a softball like that.
I know. What? It's too easy. And she also has this this machine, sound machine, like.
Same here. Angela's exactly the
ocean
same
tide. Yeah, right. Whatever. Okay, so she has that. She has a pitch, but she won't wear a sleeping mask. She just wants that room dark. And the other thing is no noise except for that machine. So I thought, well, I have the app. I'll just listen to Larry. But I knew I couldn't. She'd hear that. So I put the earbuds in. And for an hour and a half last night, I listened to what you did.
Well, thank you.
No, don't thank me. Well, I didn't say I liked it.
No. I know. I'm just glad you listened.
But I didn't say I liked it. So,
Let's don't prejudge.
No. So I had enough time in it that I got a feel for what this show is. And here are my observations.
You're wrong.
Wait a minute. No, they're not. I'm pretty good at, how should I put it? As long as I've been in this business, I've been pretty good at being able to tell, you know, who belongs on the air and who doesn't belong on the air and who has potential and who doesn't have potential. And to say you had potential would be insulting to you, because you've been in broadcasting at least as long as I have. But the radio thing is a different thing. and you don't have your good looks to fall on to back on. And TV, at least, the fact that you were so good looking.
Oh,
you
could, that was always a plus.
That had to be. So, even if you weren't any good, you go, boy, the guy's good looking.
Yeah.
I remember it was always you, Patrick Emery. You, Patrick
Emery. Yeah, it's a race.
The two good looking guys. So I turned it on, and here's what I need to tell you folks and to Larry. If you're not listening to this and you say, well, I'm not listening because I'm not in the car, I think you ought to make some sort of note to yourself to do what I did last night. Turn the app on, put the phone next to the bed, put in the earbuds, because it is worth listening to.
That's a great endorsement. Thanks, Frank.
And the reason it's worth listening to is you, I think, have the ability to talk to people as if there were one person listening. And most people can't do that. It's like you're talking just to me and you're just telling me. And I thought it was. Now you talked about some things that I don't give two hoots about. I'm sick of hearing about Israel and Libya and Ukraine. I know it's important, but I'm tired of hearing about it because I watch the TV news and I want to go, what about this country? Is there any news about this country, for goodness sakes? Is it all about everybody else? I know it's important. Then you got on the dog thing, and I can tell your dog's name, Brownie, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And I heard the dogs. It was a great story, and it was a great story about just dogs and how great dogs are. And I thought a couple of things. One, they have you doing too many commercials, and I'm serious about that. They do. But I get that. I understand the state of radio today. But the ones you did really well.
Thank you. I know the sponsors appreciate that. Thanks.
You did. And so to you folks, here's what I'd say. I don't know Larry's contractual deal, if there is a contract. I don't know the financial structure. I don't know if he has a set. I don't know any of that, but I do know this.
I don't either.
I do know this. I know that if you listen and you like it and you don't support the people you hear him talk about, he's off the air. That's the way it works. Same with me. I'm off the air. If you don't give these sponsors a shot at your business, and that's what we're not telling you have to do business. We're just saying give them a chance. If they lose your business, that's their problem. But you give them a chance. You know, I know you have Doc's Harley Davidson on. Somebody's interested in the Harley, and you listen to Larry, and you like what Larry does. Give Doc's a shot. Give them a chance at that business. That's how this works. And sometimes I don't think people understand how important that is. It's everything. It's not just important. It is what will determine whether we are or are not on the air. Because those advertisers pull out. Well, nobody's coming in here mentioning they heard it. Enough of those pull out, show's off the air.
You nailed it.
Absolutely true. It's not the case with TV. It's not the case with it. It used to not even be the case with radio, but it is now because we're in a very critical time that I don't know that we'll pull out of here. And it all started 08, 09, where advertisers got very scared and a lot of them stopped advertising. Some of them went out of business. We're also at a period where, let's say there's an X amount of advertising revenue. Let's say that the department stores and the malls and the car dealers and everybody, there's a big pot of money. Let's say let's make up a number. Let's say it's $1 million. There was a time when that $1 million all went to channel 2, 4, 5, 30, 11, about 6 or 8 radio stations and the newspaper. And that's where that money went. Now that $1 million is about $600,000. But everybody wants it. Not just those TV stations, but about 180 other Bravo, CNN, name it. You can buy local placement on all of those cable and dish stations. They want your money. And then everybody's site or anything that shows up on a smartphone, an iPad, a computer, they want your money. So the money is really tough. It's really tough to get advertisers, to spend money. And when they do, we'd like to keep them. And the only way we keep them is if they get results. If you go into them and say, I've been listening to Larry Connors at night. I like what he does. He's talked about you. Let's talk. Show me what you have. Show me what you do. That's what you have to do. The same thing I've always told you have to do here. And you've done it for us. You need to do it for him. If you don't like the show, that's okay. That's fine. I mean, not everybody likes, there are people that can't stand me and they never have been. I get that. I'm okay with that. But I just think the other thing I think, It's a disservice to you that you're on 9 to midnight. It is. It's a mistake on the part of this. No, it's a mistake.
Well, let me clarify. It's also a time to do something entirely different. And I'm not burdened by traffic and weather reports and things of this nature. The slot you have, well, this really looks appealing. This is a lot more. Think about it.
Well, if I keep talking about how good you are, they're going to give this to you. And I'm okay with that. It would force me to go play.
No, that would be a loss. That would be a big loss. No, it's an opportunity to do something I couldn't do otherwise because I have more control over everything. But I appreciate that. I also appreciate what you're saying about sponsors. And I fully believe that. That's a connection.
But most people who do what I do and what you did, what I heard you do last night, and I know you do it in this situation because you have to, but I never got the feeling you were talking about anybody that you didn't like and that you didn't think was a good place to send people. Don't ever do that.
I have a sponsor that is going to be signing on, Supreme Nicotine. I'll give you that. And he and I had a good talk. I said, I don't smoke other than smoking cigars occasionally. I'm against smoking. But I have noticed these devices around that folks are using. And if it's helping them begin to cut their nicotine habit and get off cigarettes, and I know some who have done that. I said, you know, that's a positive.
Right.
And I'm all for that. And it's also, you know, it's not as much nicotine expelled in the air and things of this nature. So we had a good talk before I said, all right, let's do a deal. Because I'm like you. I've got to believe in the sponsor. And I've got to say what comes from my heart. I'm not going to just be paid to, you know, unless you give me a $5 million check. Yeah, I'll go out and endorse Frank Opinion every day.
Well, here's the thing. What people don't understand about the radio business, and I've tried as much as I can without getting fired to point out to them that there's some crap that even we run on the station. I'm embarrassed that we run it. It's so ridiculous, and it's such fraud in a sense. But we didn't write it in most cases. It comes to us through an ad agency. We place it. We need the money. We run it. It's up to you to believe it, not believe it, but never get to the point, and I never have, where you go on and you talk about something or a company just because it's another couple of bucks. I can't do that. It didn't sound like you.
It doesn't work. I mean, it's got to be sincere about it. You know, the guys I have on there, I've had a relationship for years, so I know what they stand for. You know, and same with you. When I look at the sponsors you've had on this program over the years and ones you have now and the relationship you have with them, it comes through every time. When you and Londoff get on here, that's entertainment. That's not even a commercial, and yet it does the job.
Well, my part of our discussion is entertainment when he's on.
Right.
My part is entertaining.
Yeah.
He's not as entertaining.
I carry him.
I do.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? I'm very serious about it. My other only advice, I guess, would be I get that the 9 to midnight thing is where they put you, and it's where they had a place for you, and it's a great place to warm it up and figure out what you're doing. But what I heard last night could as easily replace some of this red-eye radio, the syndicated stuff.
Oh, so you owe me on midnight to 3 now.
No, but you know what? But you would do midnight to 3 all over this country.
That I could do.
And do a great job.
And I could think we could do 9 to midnight all over this country, too.
Because as I'm listening last night, I thought, sometimes I'm in the car, because once again, let's go back to this gambling problem.
Right.
Sometimes I'm in the car 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning coming back from my contribution, and I hear crap.
Yeah.
That what I heard last night from you is 5 times better than that.
Well, thank you.
And hopefully, either you'll get a better slot here, or somebody will hear what you're doing. Somebody in this town, these Hubbards or Seabirds, whoever these people are that own all these stations, you go, this guy should be on. And who cares if it's 3 o'clock in the morning if you're on 500 stations?
Oh, I agree. And, you know, what I've been getting, one of the feedbacks has been become a signature of the program. And you said you joined around 10:30. At 10 o'clock, at the top of every hour, I have news and commentary. This is a case where, you know, for 50 years I walked the line, I didn't express an opinion
right.
if I read a story.
Right.
I choose the stories I want, and someone said, you know, that reminds me a lot of Paul Harvey. Well, that's great to be compared to that because he was a master at doing that,
right.
Taking a story and giving it a little twist. I do it with a little bit more edge, but that news and commentary has become the signature of the program, and it runs from 10 to about 10:15 or so. The other night we had, I had to be out of town or something. We had to do a replay, and so it did not air. And I immediately heard the next day, I didn't hear news and commentary last night. I said, I'm sorry. I couldn't be there, and I just don't think anyone else could do it. I know they couldn't do it the way I do it. They could do it, but I don't think it'd be what you want. Yeah. So we just didn't do it at all.
You're better at this than I expected you to
Well,
do.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
I know
I'm better looking, too. Right.
You're better at this than I expected.
I tried. A little carried away.
I appreciate it.
But I know that you're in here. At what time do you get in here?
Well, I hate to, actually, I came in a little late today. Right? Normally, I've been in around 9:30, 10 until 12:30 at night for the last 3 weeks.
This guy is working his butt off.
Well, because
I'm trying
to get
9:30 or 10 in the morning.
9:30, 10 in the morning, and I might take off for an hour or two. I did take off yesterday for a couple hours and go play cards, poker. I had to get my fix of poker for a while. Frank, you and I are the same. So I did that, and to realize that was a bad mistake. So I came back. I thought, I'm going to have to work harder now. But anyway, I came back, and I'm trying to get to the point. I've got a lot.
I knew she was there.
You don't get a pass.
I knew she was there. No, I know. She is a great to that extent. But I realize that, you know, we've got a lot of folks here that have been stepping up and offering to help me in anything I want. They really have more than generous and gracious with their time.
What, kick your ass?
Yes.
You're talking about
ours? Can you give me those names? I've never met those people.
Can you give me an example?
I've never met those people.
They have, and the guy, Kyle, that works aboard for me, he has another job, does other things, and he said, I'll do, but Kyle can't ask someone else to work those kinds of hours right now. That's just not fair to them. I'm willing to do it. I'll get to the point where I don't have to do that much, believe me. And then I'll roll in about the same time you do and say, hey, how you doing? And
well, then you go, see, you're going at 9, that means you're rolling about 8:55. Because I just got here a few minutes ago, but seriously, folks, if you think of it, and radio is a mobile. It, people who listen
that
to
app
radio,
is everything. You don't have to have the radio.
Let me tell you, that app is crystal clear. My radio, this is AM.
Right.
My radio in my house. I got to go to a certain place to get it, but that app is absolutely crystal clear.
I had a call from a guy in Texas the other day. He's listening online, KTRS.com online. Yeah. There used to be, as you know, this big power torch blowing across a nation with a signal. That doesn't make any difference.
It's meaningless.
It means nothing. You can go to the internet or the app.
Pick up an email yesterday, a great email from a guy in Charlotte. They moved there in 2011. Listens every single day in Charlotte, North Carolina. Never misses a show.
But this very spot on the AM dial is the strongest daytime signal in St.
Louis. Dan, he's on at night.
Dan
always says the wrong thing.
Sorry, Larry.
He always knows the wrong thing to say.
Get the app.
But it is. The app is KTRS. Go to, I don't know what kind of phone you have.
It's free and it's great. It's great quality.
It absolutely works. I mean, I'll be in Jeff City or at the lake or on the road, and I'll hook the thing up, play it through the car, and it's as clean and clear as any satellite station or local station or anything else. But give it a, you know, make a note somehow.
Thank you, Frank.
Look, if you're married, you know. You're,
book it. That's what Larry likes to say.
That's right.
Book it.
You got nothing to do at night if you're married. You know that. Come on. She's going to have a headache. You know the drill. So turn the thing on. Put the earbuds.
Our ladies, he's not that worth it. So, you know, turn on the radio anyway.
Yeah, and he'll be done in 3 minutes. So when he is, turn on the show. And that's the other thing. It's not a show just directed at men. It's just a show directed at people. And what I like to think, I don't hear myself. I've never, some people find this hard to believe, I've never heard in 30 years one entire show that I've ever done. I've never heard a show.
That.
I don't want to hear it. Because you know when you do it, it felt right or it was horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't want to relive it. And I think what you don't understand is that in a short time, you're going to be able to waltz in here at 6, 7 o'clock or whatever with a couple of things, and the rest is just going
to
happen.
Yeah, I just have to have some things in place because I do deal with some current topical events. I need to know for sure what's happened.
Right.
And beyond that, you're right, I can just, I've got stories.
And what you don't have that we have is access to lots of people who right now can get on the phone and call. And at 9 to midnight, there aren't as many people who can call. But I was pleasantly surprised.
Thank you. I'm very honored.
And that's really all I wanted to say was 9 to midnight.
First of all, let me thank you for inviting me down, for not only plugging it and giving it your endorsement. I truly appreciate it. I mean, you know, folks out there, you don't understand how important this is.
I was invited in the first time on Frank's program because we're initiating, kicking it off, and I thought that's really great. But now to be invited back second, that's a special honor on top
this
of
the that. Other beautiful thing about not planning a show. Look what time
Yeah,
it is.
I know you
it's
ate up 30 minutes.
Part of what I'm doing here is just filling
time.
Because I don't have anything to do.
You're getting Larry to do free work for you.
Let's get Larry in here. He'll do it.
Hey,
he comes in at 10.
We know what I am. We just need to settle the price.
There you go. Keep
Thank
going.
You. Thanks,
keep going.
Guys. Thanks,
Larry Connors, everybody. Yeah. 9 to midnight, Larry Connors, USA. It is very listenable. It is extremely listenable. There used to be a guy a long time ago when the old folk station was a real success called John McCormick. Dan, you know him, don't you?
Yeah.
The man who walks and talks at midnight. And my mother-in-law, father-in-law, they'd lie in bed and they'd listen. And again, it was an AM station. The signal has not changed, but you go where you have to go to get what you want to get. You want the baseball game? Get an AM station. And it's not that big an effort. And if you, well, I can't pick up AM, those excuses don't fly anymore. That app is free. It's most everybody's phone can get that app. And I was very pleasantly surprised. I shut it down about 11:40, I guess, shortly before it was over. But he had a couple of great. The political thing doesn't interest me. I'm tired of it. You know, I turned on the news this morning. Honest to goodness, it was all Ukraine, Russia, Libya, Israel, Gaza, and I just thought, are we ever going to concentrate on our own country? Are we ever going to start taking care of our own country and giving all this money, wherever it's coming from, to our own people who need it?
Yeah, Chicago has like 70-something shootings every weekend. I mean,
let's fix that crap. I do get it. You don't want some dictator to start small and grow and grow and grow and eventually take over the whole world. I get that. But I'm sick of it. I'm tired of that. And then political haggling and wrangling and arguing. The Democrat said this, the Republican said this, and Obama's this, and he's not. And I heard today that Chelsea Clinton gets $75,000 every time she goes out and speaks.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's
pays
because
that?
She's Chelsea Clinton.
Who
that's
pays it? That?
I don't know.
But that's the kind of crap I don't need to hear. That's not news to me. It's disgusting, embarrassing to me that we lay that kind of attention and money on people who don't need it.
And what does she talk about?
Oh, who knows?
She probably talks
about how she doesn't care about money. Because remember, 3 weeks ago,
right,
that was her statement. In an interview, she said, I don't care about money. Yet, she had $75,000 a speech. She lives in an $11 million apartment. That's enough. I'm done. No politics.
When I was a kid growing up in the White House.
Yeah, we're not getting into politics. Because you can spread it around equally. The Bushes, plenty of money. And look, they should have it if they worked for it. Now, these are people who, I think, for the most part, earned their money. And if the Clintons made all this money by speaking and somebody was willing to pay them, then that's earning your money. There's nothing criminal about it. Look, folks, if you call me and you go, Frank, we'd like for you to come and speak to our group. We'll give you $100,000. I'm there. I'm there. Okay, 50.
I'm there for 10.
Dan's yeah. there for, no, Dan means
$10. $10, yeah.
He's there. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to see if we have any Burke segment, and then we're going to take your calls. And as the Seinfeld people said, yada, 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 yada. American Equity Mortgage. Oh, if you want the numbers now and you don't mind holding 4 or 5 minutes, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You'll hold a few minutes, and then we'll get right to you. American Equity Mortgage, the longest-running advertiser we have, 52 weeks a year for about 23 years. That is so unheard of. I would love it if just half the advertisers that I've had over the years would stay half that long. And when I was talking with Larry earlier about the importance of telling people where you heard about them, it's much more important than you realize. And you folks apparently have done that when you call American Equity Mortgage, or they wouldn't have been on here all these years, and they wouldn't still be on here. Now, when you call them, you're going to call them for one of a couple of reasons. You need a mortgage. You found a house and, you know, you need a mortgage, unless you have the money to pay cash for it. And that's very few people. I think probably, and I don't know this for a fact, but probably the biggest reason people call them outside of that is bill consolidation, debt consolidation. Finally realizing that making minimum payments on credit cards is stupid. It's stupid. Not doing it a couple of times, but doing it for years, month after month, it's stupid if you're a homeowner. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. You have equity in your house. You use that equity. You borrow money from American Equity to pay that loan off. Yes, you've taken out another loan, essentially, to pay off that loan. But this is a loan at ridiculously low interest to pay off one at ridiculously high interest. That high interest loan, if you hang on to it and keep making minimum payments, is going to take you 20 years to pay it off. That's not a made-up amount of time. That's based on studies that show the average credit card debt, if you keep making minimum payments, the average amount of time to pay it off is 20 years. Let them pay it off. And then you roll it into your house payment. Now you've probably got a little extra tax deduction. It's going to be paid off much quicker. You get the idea. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that accident on westbound 44 at 141, but we've got a new crash now. It's blocking the left lane, eastbound 40, just before Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and traffic is backed up approaching Prospect. And now we've got another accident, Manchester at Wideman Road. And other than that, the traffic is just volume picking up on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's time for BOGO at Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item half off. Mix and match shoes and backpacks to save big for back to school. Get the gear to send them back with confidence. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
It's very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
The sound of Obamacare hitting Missouri. All 10,000 pages of rules and regulations that kill jobs and hurt Missouri families. And this sound? Why, that's the voting bell in the State House where Vicki Schneider and Chuck Gachenberger voted to bring Obamacare and all its spending to Missouri. Instead of fighting against Obamacare at every opportunity, Vicki Schneider and Chuck Gachenberger cast the votes to bring an Obamacare exchange to Missouri, hitting Missourians over the head with all 10,000 pages. Vicki Schneider and Chuck Gachenberger giving a thumbs up to Obamacare in Missouri. Conservative Dr. Bob Onder has always fought Obamacare because he knows firsthand how big government can destroy liberty and prosperity. The only candidate endorsed by Missouri Right to Life, Dr. Bob Onder has the conservative record we can trust. The right choice for Missouri conservatives, Dr. Bob Onder for State Senate.
Paid for by Onder from Missouri, Doug Miller, CPA, Treasurer.
Ready now, here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on, deep into left field, back goes Trash. This ball is home run, a home run.
Don't miss the Cards against the Brewers at Busch Stadium on August 1st through the 3rd. There are great giveaways all weekend long featuring a 1964 World Series Budweiser beer stein, kids backpack courtesy of Delta Airlines, and Mini Clydesdale by Build-A-Bear Workshop. Great seats still remain. Get yours now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
1964, a year that no Cardinals fan will forget. The Cardinals won the World Series in 7 games against the New York Yankees, and we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of that team all summer long. The celebration continues on Friday, August 1st, when the Cards host the Brewers. It's the 1964 World Series Beer Stein presented by Budweiser. 25,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the collectible Beer Stein. That's Friday, August 1st, when the Cards host the Brewers. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Would you spend $199 to save $5,000 or more? No matter where you are in the mortgage process, your proposals are going to be 50 to 60 pages long. You have no idea how many unnecessary fees are hidden in that paperwork. I'm Mike Galani, founder of Loan Caddy. Loan Caddy is the first home loan advisory company in the nation. You're going to get your mortgage from someplace else. We're not a bank. We're not a lender. We don't do loans. We're going to go through all of that legal mumbo jumbo and make sure your mortgage is not stuffed with unnecessary fees. On average, we save our clients anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000, and it only costs $199. If you're not completely satisfied, you get your money back. Everyone on our team has been in the mortgage industry for many years, and we know exactly where to look to save you money. To get the process started, just go to LoanCaddy.com. LoanCaddy.com. You can't afford not to talk to us. That's Loan, C-A-D-D-I-E.com.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890.
Attention homeowners. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you flying blind in retirement? Do you know exactly where you're going or how you'll get there? Learn the critical steps to change the course of your retirement right here on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Other radio shows, and when they come out of a commercial break and then they hear the music and then they're back on the air, they say things like, hey, we're back. We don't say that. You know we're back. You know how you know? I'm talking to you. We're back. That's right. I'm on a tear today, buddy. I got some things driving me nuts today. And I'll tell you what one of them is, and then we'll take some calls and do the Burke segment. These commercials where, let's say it's, because it's usually two women. Let's say it's Celeste and Debbie. Hey, Celeste, where'd you get that cute outfit? I got it at Kohl's. They've got a 50% off sale. You buy one dress, you get the next one 50% off. It only runs now through Saturday. And I just, hey, where are you going? I'm on my way to Kohl's. If I hear that crap again, that is the lamest. I mean, if you have no imagination, no creativity, that's what you do. Kind of like, you know, the celebration, sizzling summer, something sale, Christmas
hey, honey,
in
look
July.
At the Johnson's house. They got new siding.
Yeah. And then nobody has ever said that.
Then you
no
hear
couple has ever. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm calling Home Depot right now. Wow. But that deal where, hey, where are you going? And then I'm headed for fill in the blank. I'm going to blow my brains out when I hear that. I'm telling you, by the time I get to be 80 or something, I'll be in a home and I'll be sitting with a whole bunch of ads in front of me that I've cut out, just marking them up, Xing through them, and I'll have three radios around me and I'll be shooting them out every time I hear. Burke segment, anything?
I do.
All right. Can I talk to Jim?
Sure.
Jim's been holding a long time. I'll talk to Jim, then we'll do the Burke segment. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, I'm in
the PM.
Well, thank you, Jim. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I got a trivia question for you.
All right, go, fire.
In Nashville history, what happened tomorrow, July 31st, 1964, in Nashville history?
Nashville, Tennessee?
Well, Nashville music. In country music.
Country music history tomorrow,
1964.
I have no idea.
That's the day Jim Reeves, the airplane, crashed.
I would not have known that.
Yeah, well, I was raised on Jim Reeves.
Well, let me tell you something. There's never been a voice like Jim Reeves.
I know. I play him about two or three times a week.
Well, good for you. Thank you for telling us that.
All right, bye.
All right, Jim. Jim knows I have some roots in the country radio business.
He does.
And Patsy Cline and Jim Reeves were two of the people taken away from country music way too soon, and two of the best. This we'll just take a couple calls, then we'll get the Burke segment. This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Amen to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
I was coming back from, I went to the Brickyard Sunday to the raceway.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I was listening to an FM station, a couple of DJs up there, and then I lost them. So I flipped it on 550, and I think it was just west of Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. I picked up a KTRS.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy in the morning?
Who's the guy in the morning? I don't know. Who do we have on in the morning?
What is
it? Was it McGraw?
Yeah, it could be right, yeah.
But
when are you talking? You talking about this morning, or?
No, this was Monday morning.
Oh, Monday morning. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we come back
Magoo.
Monday morning.
That would be Magoo, yeah.
And I was just curious because I live in Waterloo, and from about 3 to 6, I start losing you around Redbud.
No, you'll lose us earlier when the winter time comes because it's a sunset, official sunset. We have to change the signal pattern. But look, do you have a smartphone?
Well, the wife does. I don't.
Wait, hold on. Your wife has a smartphone, but you know what kind of marriage is this? You should have a smartphone.
What the heck?
If it's just one or the other, the husband should have it. What's the matter with you?
That's just how it is.
Well, no, that's you need to change how it is. I'm telling you, Jeff, your marriage is in trouble.
You kind of got quieter.
You control your own destiny there.
It started 35 years ago.
Well, end it.
Yeah,
end
today.
It. You get a smartphone and you download the app, the KTRS app. It is crystal clear. I don't care if you're in Maui.
Say, hey, woman, give me that phone. Take this piece of crap.
Yeah, we're swapping.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
But the signal, I was surprised that we picked it up. So
no, it's got a good reach in several directions. But seriously, especially when winter comes, we have to change the direction at sunset. So by then, you've got till fall, late fall, to get yourself a smartphone. And once you do and you get that app and you touch that app, it is you can listen to it anywhere in the world. Crystal clear.
Anyway.
No,
all right, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Did you say love your show, mate?
Yeah.
Or man?
Mate or
it almost sounded like mate. Let me talk to Barb. Hello, Barb.
Hi, how is everybody?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good, Barb.
Everybody's fine.
Great. I wanted to comment on the Larry Connors show.
Okay.
Excuse me. I started listening to it, and I really regretted that Scott Sherman was going off, but I always give all the new shows on that station a chance.
Well, good for you.
You know, and so I started listening to it, and that was it. I mean, this is what radio was meant to be.
Wow.
I agree.
Because, I listen to it, and it's informative. It's entertaining.
And he sounds like he belongs on the radio. In fact, I can tell you
really
I think he sounds better on the radio than he was on TV.
I have to admit, I really never liked him on TV.
Well, he's not on there anymore, so you don't have that to worry about.
Right, and his imagery is astounding. I mean, you know, you feel like you're just walking in there when he found out his little dog. You know,
no, he's doing a very, very good job, and
I think he's really wasted at 9 o'clock.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if he's smart, or the station's smart, or somebody's smart, eventually he's either going to leave this joint and go somewhere where they'll put him on at a decent time or get syndicated or something, or we'll put him on another time of day, because there are far too many people on the air, and maybe I'm one of them, who really aren't real broadcasters and don't belong on the air. And this guy belongs on the air.
I really think he does.
Yeah.
And like I say, this is what radio was really meant to be, because, He's informative, he's entertaining, and he really keeps your attention. And now I have to record Jimmy Fallon and The Daily Show.
Wow, she's recording them to hear. You know, here's the other thing, too. The one great thing about sports radio and talk radio, which are both talk, essentially, is you can never replace that with, I don't care how many downloads you put on your iPod or music, you can't replace current, right now, topical talk and conversation with anything you can put on an iPod.
And back and forth, I've called in once when he was talking about the landing on the moon.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's really entertaining. And I just want to, hopefully someone will hear this that understands that, they've got a good thing going on.
They will. There's still a lot of people who appreciate good radio.
Larry landed on the moon?
That's what she said.
Wow.
He never talks about it. He's so modest. Apparently he was an astronaut.
Wow.
A Marine and an astronaut.
Yeah, I was there too.
You were on the moon?
Barb, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. Do you know he's a Marine?
Congress? No,
I didn't.
He says he was. He could be lying about it. There have been people who claimed to be,
I don't see Larry being one.
No, I don't think. I think he's a pretty patriot. He wouldn't do that. Rodney, how are you?
Hey, Frank, this is Rodney. I'm AM and PM.
And you know how I knew it was Rodney? Because I said, Rodney, how are you? What's up, Rodney?
Well, I know you get thousands of emails a day.
No, I don't get that. I don't get thousands a day.
Well, I sent you one the other day about Billy Bob Thornton. I was online the other day, and there were five or six little small vignette videos from the OWN network where they interviewed Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just talking about who he really is, his life, what he likes, what he doesn't like. And they were really, really interesting.
No.
He talked about how he felt, how the death of his brother at a very young age changed his whole life and why he feels like he feels, and the fact that he hates being in Hollywood. He doesn't live with Hollywood people and things like that. I just thought you'd find it interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll rerun it. I will look for that. That sounds great.
Yeah, so AM and the PM.
Thank you, Rodney.
All right. Bye.
I thought he was going to say that on the OWN network, he said, and there's a guy in St. Louis who does as good a Carl as I do. Apparently that was not part of the interview. One more, do you think, Peon?
Sure.
All right, that'll be Dan. Dan, you're the last guy on before the break. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I know you guys are. You've already answered that a couple of times.
Yes, we have.
Okay. I have a really – I'd really like to be on with Jose, but I can't do that. Why is it that they make cameras that take pictures of deer in the woods and that you can see them perfectly – you can get pictures from space of license plates on your car,
right?
But a surveillance camera when somebody's breaking into a convenience store?
No, that's a great.
It's still a black and white pixel.
No, that's a great pic. It's a great question. Every time I see that on the news, I go, "Hey, when did you buy that camera? 1978?" I mean, I agree with you.
I don't understand it.
No, and it's blurry, or you can sort of tell he's got on a hoodie.
Yeah.
Here's the other one. You listen to transmissions or watch any video of people on the space shuttle. Okay, they're up there on the space. Is that what's called the space station? Wherever they're
international working? Space,
international space station. And I've seen video where they're it's crystal clear. They're talking, and they go, right over here, we'll take this water and pour it. Yet still, every police car, even if it's a block away from the other car, here's what it sounds like. I don't get that.
Frank, you do the best Jack in the Box impression, though.
CB impression.
Oh, CB, or yeah.
Well, it's combination. Radio. CB, police, radio, Jack
in the
Box. I'm
AM and the PM. I got to go.
Thank you, Dan. Hallelujah. I believe I am the only guy on the radio that does police car audio. I'll do it for you. Okay, I'll do it for you now. Thank you. I knew that's what I know.
Do that and phone calls too. Dialing.
And I'm the only guy that does the phone call. And now the police car. Now, not one cop actually knows what was said there. They just come on and reply with.
Yeah.
And now hear a phone call from the caller's perspective. And the phone being answered, and then the hang up. No one else does this. I should be probably on America's Got Talent.
Hello.
Yeah, is no, it's not over. Oh. Now I got to start over.
Oh man.
I don't.
Yeah, is Jim there, please?
I'm not here right now.
Okay, I'll call back later. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That little. That was the hangout.
That's the hangout. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody does that. Nobody else does that.
Incredible.
Thank you, Dan. Ballas Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. Yes, I hear the other dentist commercials. I see the dentist commercials on television. They all sound like good places to go. I'm sure some of them are good places to go. We don't care about those places. We care about Ballas Dental Care, and here's why. That's the dental clinic that has been a part of this show for 15, 16 years that helps keep it on the air. That's not why we want you to go there. We wouldn't send you somewhere just because they spent some money on the station. I've been going there for 41 years. 41 years. Not anywhere else. Don't want to go anywhere else. And you're not going to want to go anywhere else either. You're not. I get where going to the dentist is not something most people look forward to. Those people don't go to Ballas Dental Care. The people go, man, I can't believe it. I got a dental appointment. I dread it. The person saying that is not a Ballas Dental Care patient. Now, they have a special offer. It's not going to last forever. I will share it with you. It's a teeth whitening offer. Oh, and I got a great testimony. I'll save that for next time. But, and they're limiting this to so many people. I don't know exactly how many, but they'll cut it off when they get enough because you can only give so much of this stuff away. Free teeth whitening. If you schedule a cleaning or consultation, and you mention this show, free teeth whitening. And I'm going to put a couple of strips on you and peel them off like the grocery store stuff. I mean, this is a real teeth whitening, so get on it. Ballas Dental Care, corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, ballasdentalcare.com.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are
the Zoo.
The guys at Hometown Floors really know what they're doing.
Hometown Floors in St. Charles has opened their new showroom.
Visit Hometown Floors at 94 and Harvester Road in St. Charles to get the best deals on the installation of the newest flooring products in the market. 60 years of installation experience ensures you'll get the flooring you desire at a cost that fits your budget. Whether you want carpet, hardwood, ceramic, or laminates, Hometown Floors can install it fast and worry-free.
Call Hometown Floors at 636-244-4951 or go to hometownfloorsonline.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Terry Moran in Israel, where I spent the day with Israeli soldiers inside Gaza as they uncovered a new tunnel.